Proclamation number 7483 of 22nd of December, 1959. Faith and love. Only rarely do you feel so strong in faith that you cheerfully and calmly go through hardships which approach each of you humans but impress you in a completely different way. Precisely because of your strength of faith. Anyone who has a deep and living faith will not let himself be so impressed, for he always knows that someone is ready to help if he asks him for it. He firmly believes, and this faith gives him strength. But anyone who is anxious about his adversity, be it of an earthly or spiritual nature, is still very weak in faith and therefore does not take the path to the one who can and wants to help him, where he approaches him with a hesitant heart, always in doubt as to whether he will be helped. And this also impairs God's will to help, because firm faith in him is the first condition to be able to intervene without fail. How easily people could go through earthly life who only possess this living faith and trustingly turn to God for help. For the depth of faith also makes direct dialogue with him possible, which always finds an open ear and always the father's willingness to help his child. As long as this firm, unshakable faith is lacking, there are also limits to his will to help, because this is anchored in the law of eternal order, that faith emerges from love, and eternal love can only express itself when it finds an open heart. If a heart therefore glows with love, or also, as soon as a loving heart calls upon God for help, it is also convinced that it will be helped. Love and faith are inseparable, for one emerges from the other. Faith comes alive through love, but love presupposes faith in a being which has to be loved once it has been recognized through faith, and this love will always give birth to a living faith in a God who is full of love, wisdom and might, and who also wants to express himself in his love, wisdom and might. And the human being will speak to this God full of trust and present all his needs to him. And he will find a hearing with God. God will draw close to the human being full of love. He will take the human being's faith into his hands and guide him on the right path. He will take everything from him which oppresses him. He will not let such faith be put to shame, but will do to him what he asks for. For God has promised his help to everyone who believes. Amen.